Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Bet Mishnah Yod Bet. Mishnah says, Lo yita adam ilan samukh l'sdeh havro. A person is not allowed to plant a tree near the grain field of his neighbor. Ela im ken hidhik mimenu arba amot, unless he has a 4 amot distance away from the field to make sure that his plants, that he is, the tree that he's planting here, doesn't enter his neighbor's property when he is working on the tree. Had gefanim ve'had kol ha'ilan. Halacha here applies whether we're talking about grapevines or talking about any other tree. They all have to be 4 amot away from a neighbor's grain field or from the trees that he has. Haya gader bintayim ze somech la gader mikan ve'ze somech la gader mikan. But if there was a fence between the two properties, both people are allowed to plant all the way up to the fence. This one plants on his side all the way to the fence, and this one plants all the way on his side towards the fence. Even though the tree and the vine are going to be close to each other, it's allowed because a fence there is going to prevent them from going into each other's property. The whole fear over here is that a person is going to trespass onto his neighbor's property. What they would do in those days is they would plow right around the tree to make the soil loose over there and have the roots a little bit exposed when they were growing. And if the tree was right along the property line between your and your neighbor's property, then when a person is plowing and is turning around, he would go onto the property of his neighbor. So therefore, Hachamim said, let's have a 4 amot gap away, and therefore you'll have the ability to circle around that tree without going onto the property of your neighbor. But if you have a tree there, if you have a fence there, then of course there's no nervousness because you can never physically get there. You can't make your way across your friend's property line. Like we mentioned earlier, the roots of a tree could extend 25 amot. We'll talk about here what happens if what could a neighbor do to remove roots from his name, from his name. What could a person do to remove roots from his neighbor's house that now spread into his property? If roots of a tree were planted next to the property line, they extend into the property of a neighbor. Ma'amik shelosha tefahim, he's allowed to cut away up to 3 tefahim, depth of 3 tefahim in the ground, so that they're not going to block the progress of his plow. He's allowed to cut away at them in the spot where they would have bothered him if he was going to plow. Haya hofer bor siach umara kotzetz veyored v'ha'etzim shalo. If he was digging pits, ditches, or a me'ara, cave in the ground, he's allowed to cut away at the roots as he's trying to dig down. And the wood that he gets over here is his. It grew in his property, and the roots that are really wood, he will be allowed to keep since they grew in his property.